Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to CKVI 919 The Cave. I am your host, Heather, and today I'm going to be telling you all about a local charity that I volunteer with called Kingston Animal Rescue. Now, this organization focuses on making the world easier and safer for animals in the Kingston and surrounding areas. They have been heavily involved in events such as the ban of cats, dogs, and rabbit sales in local pet stores, animal hoarding situations, and more. Throughout the show, I will actually be playing clips from when I sat down to talk to a key member of Kingston Animal Rescue. So what is your name and your part in Kingston Animal Rescue?
My name is Jessica Hellard, and I'm a co-founder of Kingston Animal Rescue.
So how did Kingston Animal Rescue get started?
Kingston Animal Rescue got started just before 2010. And the way it got started was a few people that were volunteering at the local shelters kind of saw an extra need to help animals. There's only so much different organizations can do. And one of the biggest reasons why we were starting this was because of rabbits, actually. There's a few rabbit rescues around, but there's not a lot. And the shelters don't really have a great setup for them. And they can be as smart as cats and dogs, but they're often in a very scary environment with dogs barking and lots of people going by, and they get very stressed out. And so we thought the best thing to do would be to get them into foster homes. And in order to do that, it would probably be best if they were in a more rabbit central rescue. So although we've grown quite a bit since then and we take in lots of cats and other animals of all kinds, it's kind of got started based on rabbits.
Where did I go? Where did I go? What is this sorrow? What is this sorrow? Where did I go? Where did I go? What is this sorrow? What is this sorrow? Where did I go? What am I doing? What time is it? Have I always been filled with questions? Where's the show tonight? And who's on? Did I see them play in Houston? What year was that? What day is it? Why do I lean on good intentions? What are intentions? Where did I go? Where did I go? What is this sorrow? To burn, what's worth burning? What's flammable? What happens when all flags burn together? Is that unity? Is that unity? Is it meaningful to be angry? Who's angry? Are you angry? Why do I get the feeling you might be? Where did I go? Where did I go? What is this sorrow? What is this sorrow? Where did I go? Where did I go? What is this sorrow?
Is this sorrow? You just heard Jeopardy by Dan Mangan, who Kingston Animal Rescue actually did a fundraiser at one of his local shows. So, just to recap from before the music, Kingston Animal Rescue is a volunteer-run, no-kill animal rescue group that was founded in 2010. The group takes in pocket pets such as rabbits, guinea pigs, rats, hamsters, gerbils, mice, hedgehogs, ferrets, and others. Occasionally they take in cats and dogs if needed. The organization takes animals that have run out of time at local shelters and assist in emergency rescue or disaster situations. They do not accept owner-surrendered animals. And one unique fact about them is that unlike most other animal rescue groups, Kingston Animal Rescue has volunteers and other locals who apply and have been approved to provide foster homes until they are adopted into what is known as their forever home, instead of having one big shelter where they keep them all. Aside from saving the animals from being put down, they also focus on teaching the public proper care and treatment of animals, pet overpopulation crisis, the need to and benefits of spaying and neutering, along with the importance of adopting.
Oh Lord, I lost you, I held you tight, oh I will hold on to your love in the night, and the black sky will come for our eyes, oh I let's lie down in the basement too.
Let's go.
So, recently there was the pet store ban on the sale of cats, dogs, and rabbits. So, what was the process of the getting the ban in place?
Well, what the process was to get the ban in place was, it was actually fairly simple, but it was just lengthy, as all politics tend to be. But what happened was that Toronto had just put forward their ban, and it was huge that a big city like Toronto did that. Little cities like Kingston tend to not be the first one to do something a little bit more out there. They tend to follow bigger cities. You know, if they've done it, they can do it, sort of thing. So what we did was we gathered all the information that Toronto had, and there's several cities in the States as well as across Canada that have made similar pet store bans. And we took that information, like their statistics on why it works well to do this and why it's important, and also just the basics, like what to put into the actual bylaw that you have to write. And we took that and we went to the city councilors of Kingston and just presented them with that information. And after we presented them with the information, they saw no reason why it wasn't a great idea. And after rallying a couple of supporters on the council, we went to the city of Kingston, all the people of Kingston, and tried to get them to show their city councilors that they cared about this. And from there, it just took a number of political meetings that kind of, you know, took a while, over a couple of months, but probably about a year or so after, then that's when the bylaw went into place.
So why did you decide to sort of bring this topic up, I guess, and help put a ban on against the sale of animals?
The main reason that we wanted a ban on the sale of cats, dogs, and rabbits in pet stores is because just working with the animals in rescue, whether it's through a shelter or it's through a smaller rescue like us, you see where these animals come from. And if you can stop the animals from coming in, you can really make a difference. You know, you get more animals adopted out, less animals have to be euthanized, that sort of thing. And so when you see these animals come in and they were just bought at a pet store, you know, half a year ago to a year ago, and now no one's interested. You know, that little cute baby has grown up, and now it's expensive, and now it needs training, or maybe it's making a mess of the house. Whatever it is, that usually somebody that maybe has made more of a committed decision to take in an animal, you know, would have been able to deal with. A lot of people that see these animals in pet stores, they buy them on impulse. And so the biggest reason to get the sale of them banned in pet stores is to stop that impulse buy that really kind of promotes getting rid of an animal after a year and really flooding the shelters with unwanted animals. Not to mention the fact that almost all the animals that come to pet stores, they either come through puppy mills, there's also rabbit mills and all sorts of other mills, which are terrible, terrible things, but that's where they get their animals from a lot of the time. Or, you know, it would be a backyard breeder that's just breeding without any sort of knowledge of breeding, and those animals don't always get the best care, or maybe they have genetic issues, and those are the animals that there's no regulations for, and those are the animals that are going into these stores. So to prevent that side of things, too.
And would you be able to sort of explain what a mill is, like a puppy mill?
Or? Of course, yeah. So a puppy mill, that's probably the most famous one, but like I said, there's cat mills, there's rat mills, there's all sorts. Anything they see in a pet store in bulk has been most likely produced in bulk somewhere. And so the problem with that is that if you've got an animal in a mill, if it's a mother, it's being bred constantly. Most animals are not supposed to, you know, constantly have babies. It's really straining on them, and they don't really get a life besides that. So they're constantly bred, they're constantly giving birth, really hard on their system. They usually have all sorts of medical issues because of that. Their babies are usually taken away far too early, and then they have immune issues. But also it's the conditions that they keep them in, because they're looking at these animals as profit. So the biggest problem is that, you know, you've got animals in stacked cages and warehouses, hundreds of animals that have never seen the grass, for example. I mean, a dog that hasn't seen the grass, and you'll get people that rescue puppy mill moms, for example, that have just been bred over and over again. And the first time they see grass, they're afraid of it. And it's just heartbreaking to have something like that. And it's obviously, it's just not right. Like these animals definitely should be taken better care of. You know, they should have a home. It's definitely a terrible thing because they're often in filthy conditions as well. Because like I said, these people, they're just looking at it for profit. And the more puppies that they can squeeze out of these animals, the better.
Out in my backyard, boys in blue are calling my name. Semi-automatics up on the rooftop, they just wanted to talk to me. I tell them what they wanted to hear, the only thing that I knew. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back. Baby, sliding up and down and pulling its strings. Everywhere you go, everybody knows you're looking for someone to do. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you.
Welcome back, Kingston. You just heard 49 Tons by Fred Eaglesmith, and before that was the Rural Alberta Advantage with Tornado 87. So, Kingston Animal Rescue focuses on making any animal's lives better, especially those in pet shops that have received their animals from animal mills, such as puppy mills, cat mills, rabbit mills, and more. For those who are unsure what a mill is, it is an establishment that breeds animals for sale, typically on an intensive basis, and in conditions regarded as inhumane. After learning more about what mills were, the group decided to take a stand against them, thinking that if they can cut off their sources, then maybe they will start to close down. So the founders and volunteers went to several events, along with getting a petition with enough signatures overall banning the sale of rabbits, cats, and dogs in local pet shops that did not receive their animals from a shelter or registered animal charity. Although the ban took a long time to put in place, the overall ban was approved on February 6th, and since then has helped many animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, recently, the OSPCA seized a bunch of animals from a house in Amersview. Can you tell me a little bit about what went on with that and how Kingston Animal Rescue is involved?
Well, when they went in there and they seized these animals, we don't have a lot of information because the investigation is still ongoing. But we do know there was a number of animals that were found deceased there, and there was quite a large number for one house anyway, of other animals that were still there. So there was, I believe, 14 rabbits and 3 guinea pigs, and a bearded dragon that were removed, and then a few of those actually passed away. And so Kingston Animal Rescue got involved because there was a large number of rabbits and guinea pigs. And those are the type of animals that our rescue has a lot more knowledge about than other places. And especially since it was so close by, it was kind of something we felt the community should step forward and help with. So we took all of those animals in actually just this weekend, and they're all in foster homes now. But we're definitely going to be looking for funding, because that many animals is going to cost us thousands of dollars, both in medical and in just your basic spay and neuter, which we do for every rabbit, dog, and cat we take in. But that's kind of where we were involved, where we thought, okay, let's ask the community if they can come forward, because we work with just foster homes, so we can't take them in unless the community comes forward and offers a place in their house. And so we were very thankful that Kingston rallied forward and we had got enough foster homes to be able to help.
Then the North Star, guiding us home in your friend's car.
Welcome back, Kingston. If you are just joining us today, we are talking about Kingston Animal Rescue and events that they have helped out with and things they have done. So, you heard the interview about the SPCA and their most recent issue, so I'll just kind of recap on that. So the most recent event to occur involving the safety of animals was when the SPCA had to investigate an animal hoarding case in April. The neighbor to the house had called and complained of a smell several times within the past year of it, and when they went over to the neighbor's house to get some cushions from their chairs that they thought it might have blown off, they noticed several bunnies that had lost their lives. The SPCA then obtained a warrant to search the house, as the neighbors were never home, and found 14 rabbits, 4 guinea pigs, and a bearded dragon. The owner had left waters out for the animals, but little else, and according to the neighbors, they were like never home. So Kingston Animal Rescue took part, as the situation was pretty much local, and decided to get everyone involved as much as possible. The organization managed to find foster homes for most of the animals, and with the help of the city, hopes to have enough animals to take care of them, as it'll be close to $2,500 just for spaying and neutering, which is very essential, including more for food and vet bills.
The ice breaks, when the heart shakes.
bring a fortune to spare. Time's passing and we're worse for wear.
Kingston Animal Rescue is a local organization that could not function without the help of volunteers who assist with fundraising and providing loving foster homes. It is a very important charity to the community, and I hope that you guys have learned a little bit about what they do. So thank you for tuning in. So, why should people support this charity, or how can they get involved?
Well, I think people should support Kingston Animal Rescue mostly because we're 100% volunteer run. So that means that 100% of anything donated goes to the animals. It also means that we're 100% volunteer run and we need volunteers. So that would be how people can get involved, is definitely volunteer. Whether you're volunteering to foster an animal, which is just, you know, at your own pace in your own home, you feed and love an animal. How hard is that, really? Or just, you know, we have volunteers that can't do that, but they come forward and they help us drive animals to the vet, which is a huge, huge task because we have so many animals going to the vet. But also, you know, helping us at events. We do a lot of booths around town pretty much every weekend of the year, it seems. And those are always fun, but it's also essential for us to get donations that way. So, and to stay in the community, because we don't have a building. We have to be making contact with people and telling them about our organization.
So how can people contact Kingston Animal Rescue?
Well, Kingston Animal Rescue, because we're 100% volunteer run and because we don't have a building, we are primarily online, but we are very much online. So we've got an amazing website that you can go to, kingstonanimalrescue.com, see all of our adoptable animals. You can fill out a volunteer application, you can fill out a foster application, you can donate right online. And you can fill out a contact form as well if you just have questions. But we're also very active on Facebook. You can find us on there or Twitter. And we even have a YouTube account, which we do get videos that are very cute. So definitely check that out as well.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
getting used to them. What happens next? What happens next? East to west, limited. It started slow.